This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Two words, time and table. Neither is controversial alone, but paired up and in a sentence about Iraq, different story. Today's Iraq's prime minister talked timetable in a way he's never done before. For the first time, he explicitly and publicly called for a timetable for American troops to withdraw from his country. This comes as the U.S. and Iraq work on a deal on what U.S. troops can do there after the current agreement expires at the end of the year. The White House is against a strict withdrawal timetable and played down the prime minister's comments. After more than 100 nations banned them, the Pentagon will scale back on cluster bombs. Cluster bombs break up into hundreds of smaller explosives. The problem is many of the little bombs don't blow up right away. They can sit around for years and possibly kill civilians who find them accidentally. The U.S. refused to join the ban, citing military need for the weapons, but the Defense Department will gradually cut out cluster bombs unless they meet certain safety requirements. The policy doesn't fully kick in until 2018. A Northern California heat wave means firefighters are having a tough time beating wildfires there. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
For exhausted firefighters who wear heat-absorbing protective gear, the hot weather makes them vulnerable to injuries and illnesses. Sherry Patterson is a spokeswoman for CAL FIRE.
It is imperative to have the safety gear on, so we're going to push a lot of hydration, situational awareness, and make sure that they take the breaks when they need to take the breaks.
Crews are getting help from out-of-state firefighters and members of the California National Guard who are performing mop-up duties. Officials have also summoned dozens of various types of aircraft to target places in areas inaccessible to ground crews. Since June 20th, hundreds of lightning-ignited wildfires have scorched nearly 600,000 acres.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. Hurricane Bertha leveled up to Category 3 strength, but forecasters expect it to weaken in the next couple of days. It's unclear if this season's first Atlantic hurricane will hit land. Call it the zombie takeover, the deal that just won't die. Microsoft may have another shot at buying Yahoo, with an assist from a legendary corporate raider. Carl Icahn might prefer the polite term, shareholder activist, but whatever you call him, his fight to control Yahoo may clear a path for MS to seize it. NPR's Wendy Kaufman explains.
In an open letter to Yahoo shareholders, Icahn wrote that over the past week, he'd had several conversations with Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, and that Microsoft would be interested in a deal if Yahoo's current leadership team is replaced. A statement released Monday by Microsoft says, quote, "While there is no assurance of a future transaction, we will be prepared to enter into discussions immediately after Yahoo shareholder meeting if a new board is elected. That meeting is slated for August 1st. In early May, Yahoo rejected the idea of a $33 per share takeover by Microsoft. Subsequently, Yahoo turned down Microsoft's proposal to buy the company's search business.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman reporting. From digital business to the aerial variety, two more carriers making big job cuts. Frontier Airlines is laying off nearly 500. That's more than 8% of their workforce. AirTran will slash 480 jobs, about 5% of their total workers. And no surprise, both airlines blame sky-high fuel prices. That is your news for now. It's online until the end of time at npr.org.
This is NPR.